The Bible said in 1 Samuel chapter number 9, there was a man of Benjamin whose name was Kish, the son of Abiel, the son of Zeror, and the son of Bacharoth, and the son of Aphiah, a Benjamite, a mighty man of power. He had a son whose name was Saul. He was a choice young man and a goodly. There was not among the children of Israel a goodlier person than he. From his shoulders and upward, he was higher than any of the people. And the asses of Kish, Saul's father, were lost. And Kish said to Saul, his son, take now one of the servants with thee and arise and go seek the asses. And he passed through Mount Ephraim and passed through the land of Shalisha, but they found them not. They passed through the land of Shalem. There they were not. And he passed through the land of the Benjamites, but they found them not. When they were come to the land of Zuph, Saul said to his servant that was with him, come, let us return, lest my father leave caring for the asses and take fault for us. He said unto him, behold, now there is in this city a man of God. He is an honorable man. All that saith cometh surely to pass. Now, let us go thither peradventure. He can show us our way that we should go. Then said Saul to his servant, but behold, if we go, what shall we bring the man? For the bread is spent in our vessels, and there is not a present to bring to the man of God. What have we? It's a good question this morning. And the servant answered Saul again and said, behold, I have here at hand the fourth part of a shekel of silver that I will give the man of God to tell us our way. Verse 10. Then said Saul to his servant, well said, come, let us go. So they went unto the city where the man of God was. And as they went up the hill to the city, they found young maidens going out to draw water and said unto them, is the seer here? They answered him and said, He is before you. Make haste now, for he came today to the city, for there is a sacrifice to the people today in the high place. As soon as ye come in the city, ye shall straightway find him, before he go up to the high place to eat. For the people will not eat until he come, because he doeth bless the sacrifice. And afterwards they eat that he be bidden. Now therefore get ye up, for about this time ye shall find him. And they went up in the city. And when they were come in the city, behold, Samuel came out against them for to go up to the high place. Now the Lord had told Samuel in his ear a day before Saul came, saying, tomorrow about this time I will send thee a man out of the land of Benjamin. Thou shalt anoint him to be captain over my people Israel, that he may save my people out of the land of the Philistines. For I have looked upon my people because their cry is coming to me. When Samuel saw, the Lord said unto him, behold, the man whom I speak to thee of, this shall reign over my people. Then Saul drew near to Samuel in the gate and said, tell me, I pray thee, where the seer's house is. And Samuel answered Saul and said, I am the seer. Go up before me in the high place, for you shall eat me today and tomorrow. I will let thee go and will tell thee all that is in thine heart. As for thine asses that were lost 3 days ago, set not thy mind on them, for they are found. And on whom is all the desire of Israel is not on thee and all thy father's house. You may be seated this morning. Father, we love you today and we thank you for the good hand of God. We thank you for the grace of God, Lord, and how good that you've been to us. Lord, we pray now that you would make preaching be easy this morning. I know that what you've placed upon my heart. And I pray, Lord, that you would give me boldness and, God, you would grant unto me the Spirit of God this morning to proclaim the truths of the Word of God. If it be one here lost, I pray that you'd deal with their heart and, God, you'd save them. Lord, there are many families here that are struggling. Many families have great burdens and obstacles in life. And, God, you've proved yourself to be faithful and I want to thank you for that. Help us now in our church. I thank you for a great place that we can come apart today and gather around thy word Help us now, I pray, O Spirit of God, that You would teach me to exalt the Lord Jesus. I ask these things in the lovely name of Jesus this morning. Amen and amen. Notice with me 1 Samuel 9. The Bible said there was a man of Benjamin. His name was Kish. Talked about his lineage. He is a mighty man of power. He had a son whose name was Saul, a choice young man. He is goodly. There was not among the children of Israel a goodlier person than he. From his shoulders and upward, he was higher than any of the people. He was a tall man. Here's verse 3 I want to preach out of this morning. And the asses of Kish, Saul's father, were lost. And Kish said to Saul, his son, take now one of the servants with thee. Arise and go seek the asses. Here, as we see, this word is developed in our Bible. It simply means donkey. Donkey was one that carried a great burden. Without a donkey, a man could not make it in this day, in this hour. I was noticing the other day, I love on the History Channel, it shows how blessed we are. And of all of the things that God has given us, but back in this day when the Bible was written, a donkey served a very great thing. They bore burdens. And Saul's dad, Kish, the donkeys were gone at the father's house. And I want to preach this morning on this simple Bible message on our burdens are lost at the Father's house. When our burdens are lost at the Father's house. I want to say, first of all, the Father is interested in the burdens being lost. He told His son, Saul, go and look for the donkeys. Go look for the burden barriers. Now, I want to ask you this today. First of all, in this story, you'll notice that the donkeys had left, or the burden had left. Now, I want to ask you something. How did the burden leave? Here, the donkeys were accustomed to being at the barn and at the father's house. And all of a sudden, the family looks around and the donkeys have left. I wonder, was there a fence had been torn down? I wonder how these donkeys got gone from the father's house. And I look at these donkeys today as a burden. Do you know that we all need to have a burden? We are burden bearers. Why? We need to carry burdens for others today. If there's anything that our church and this ministry has seen in the last 2 to 3 to 5 years, there's many burdens that surface that you can help people carry the burden. Where's the burden carriers today of others? We have people sitting around the assembly this morning with heartaches, trials, cancer, broken homes, wayward children, lost children, lost grandchildren. If there's ever been a day in our church when we need burdens back at the Father's house, it is this morning. I had prepared my message at Calvary yesterday and I simply went in to refresh it. Brother David, Brother Tim, I like to try to be prepared for Sunday morning when I get up. And as I got ready to turn my lights off, the Spirit of God spoke to my heart out of 1 Samuel 9, and I went back to my study. And I began to ponder these thoughts here at the Father's house. The burdens had left. You know something? It may not upset the family, but it upsets the Father. The Father was interested in the burdens being back at the Father's house.
Now, I want you to notice that these burdens had left, but these burdens were lost. You know, I've noticed this before. Anything is ever lost, it has to leave. Does that make any type of sense as a country preacher this morning? Before you lose something, it has to leave from where it was. And so therefore, these donkeys had left out. Now I asked you a question. Was the fence weak? Was the fence down? Matter of fact, well, I've never fought so many devils in the last 2 days, I don't guess, as I have in the last year. Mind devils. Devils down at my house. I mean, the devil even got in my dog this week. He's tore everything I've had up. I've done like Brother Mike. I hit him with my left hand, about broke my hand. I run in the house, told Renee, I said, I don't know if I'm going to kill this dog or is he going to kill me. Somebody say amen. My goodness, we find out that many times our burdens leave through weak fences, a weak place, and we all have these weak places in our life, in this fence system. Matter of fact, as a young boy, as I was pretty much raised by Grandpa, he kept all of his livestock in the fields, and we made it a priority to ride the fence and look for weak places. We better watch the weak places in our life that where our burden can get out from where they used to be fenced in at. And then I've noticed this, sometimes they get out because the gate has been left open. You know, a lot of times we forget to latch the gate. We walk up to the gate and we see that it's latched and we unlatch it and we go out. And when we should have never latched it because it was latched to keep us where we needed to be. This morning, I noticed that burden had left. Then that burden had become lost there. Kish, Saul's father, became burdened because some things were missing. And it may not affect me and you, but I'm going to tell you what, it does affect the father this morning that the burdens have left. We need somebody with burden-bearing capabilities. And you say, well, Brother Ken, I realize that, but I want to say as an older Christian, there's times my burdens for things leave. And the older you get, I want to let you in on a little wisdom. The older you get, the more your priorities change. But I'm going to tell you something this morning. The older we get, we better realize this Bible's still right. God wrote it for a purpose and put it in our life to help us, not to hurt us. Now, the father is concerned because the burden is gone. I want to say we need burdens for each other. So many families hurting. And I'm going to tell you what, our church has always been so good to see about others. We do so well in missions, reaching people around the world, but many times we lack on reaching across the aisle to where somebody else is there. It don't take us much to pray for somebody, to be kind to somebody. We have new families in our church. How many people's come around and seen them new families? People talk about, well, Baptist churches, old time, are dying. Let me tell you why they die. Because people act crazy. They've lost the burden for others. And then I want to ask you something this morning. Now, this burden had left. This burden was lost. Do you remember when you had a burden to get in the choir and sing? Why don't you have that burden this morning? There's some things say, well, I just ain't got a burden. Honey, sometimes you got to slap yourself upside the head and say, get your burden back. Sometimes I ain't got a burden to come to the house of God, but I make myself come, and when I get here, I do a lot better. You got to keep your burden in check, and you find it getting out on you. You got to say, hey, whoa! Isn't it amazing? The average family in our culture in America, they're so concerned about getting their children from the ballparks, to the swimming leagues, to the zoos, to the drama shows, but it ain't no priority to get them in church.
Burdens are gone. Burdens are gone. And can I ask you, family, something? Is there anything more important that God could ever entrust you with is with children? Where's your burden for your kids? Wednesday night classes. Brother Randy nearly needs to dial 47 numbers just to get somebody to teach our children. You can shake your little Baptist head up and down this morning. I'm preaching right. I'm not chewing you out. I'm preaching the truth this morning. What happened to our burden? There's a young lady here this morning, not even a member here. Her mother taught my wife in Bible school. My wife has never forgot that lady having a burden to be a blessing to her. Our burdens have left from the house of God. And it's just not our area, it's this country as a whole. And this is what amazes me, Brother Jerry. You know how I am. I've been here nearly 23 years. You know how I do things. You know what I believe in. You know what I stand for. And this is what's amazing about me. The people I preach to on Sunday morning, they shake their head. You're right, preacher. See you next Sunday. You're right, preacher. You're preaching right. Why don't you do something about it? Why don't you do something about it? You know, it must mean something to the Father. The burden's gone. Now, watch this. These little ones come and gave this morning. That's one of the highlights of the service to me besides preaching and worshiping. This morning, there's no spirit of worship here. I can tell you why. Because you don't want to worship. It's simply that. You're not grateful this morning. Isn't it amazing that we have to have a disaster before you'll bring your family to an altar? Isn't it amazing? The altar's open all the time that we may charge our batteries and get help. Sometimes we ought to be honest. I ought to walk up to you, Brother Lee, and say, Brother Lee, I just ain't got no burden to do this. Help me pray that I'd get my burden back. Hey, could we just try to pray together that we get our burdens back down at the Father's house? I try to keep the fence in check. My goodness, we've got so many people so faithful. But it seems just like that we don't care if our burden's gone. Am I still preaching right this morning? Our priorities have got out of check. And you know, people used to approach, well, preacher, you just don't like sports. It ain't just about sports. It's the whole economy. It's the whole culture. It's the whole mindset. You young families are run slap dab to death. But you know why? Because you allow it to run you to death. You're working from sun up to sundown. Saturdays, you're trying to get groceries, young'uns fed, bathed, and seen about. And then Sunday, that's the only day you really got. And then you think, well, I'll just lay out of church. It'll be better. That ain't going to help Sundays. That ain't going to help Sundays. You see, and this is what I want to show you. I don't know if you caught it or not when I read. But losing the burden at the Father's house. The burden left. The burden was lost. But the burden was looked for. Now, I want you to notice what they've done. And this is where I don't want you to justify things this morning. Because let me tell you, y'all remember the other day that I preached on the lawyer that stood up with Jesus in the great parable and he asked him, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and mind. Love thy neighbor as thyself. And then he asked him this old snippy question, well, who is my neighbor to justify himself? We want to justify how we're living. We want to justify how we're doing. But listen to your preacher this morning.
Now I said that the burdens had left, the burdens were lost, but the burdens were looked for. Now let's see what they do. He said in verse 3, and arise. First of all, you got to get up. Get off your backside. Get at it. Arise. Don't just lay in it. Do something about it. I've heard people say, well, we've lost the burden. I'll tell you, well, what you doing about it? Who are you calling? Who are you praying for? Who are you inviting to church? Do your part. Me do my part. Now, they were looked for. Look what they do. The Bible said, arise and go seek the asses. And he passed through Mount Ephraim, passed through the land of Shalisha. But look, they found them not. They passed through the land of Shalem. There they were not. And he passed through the land of Benjamites, but they found them not. You look it up. They're 20 miles away from home. Your burden can get so far away from home before you know it. And it's hard to get it back. You young families, you start missing Sunday night before long. It becomes so easy. We need to keep the church open. They were looking at places and it was hard to get back. And I don't just say we'll get it back because I know it's not easy to get it back. There must be a decision and some action and direction to get it back. Now, won't you look where they found it? This is an amazing thing to me. They went out searching for it. And I tell you, you know why they went searching for it? Don't miss this in this Bible text this morning. Because the Father wanted it back. The Father said, go find that which is lost. Go get it back. I just want to ask you as your preacher this morning, about done preaching, would you like to get your burden back? I mean, when's the last time you witnessed to somebody in the grocery line? When's the last time you had a spiritual thought in your life besides Sunday morning when your preacher gets up to preach? Look where they find it. I was reading this last night. Brother Mike, that's one of them sermons preaches a lot better in your study than it does out of the pulpit. Watch this, the Bible said in verse 11, that done went through, in verse number 5, that done went through three places and could not find it, just passing through. But the Bible says in verse number 11, and as they went up the hill to the city. Can I tell you, going back to Calvary is a great place to get your burden back. You see, matter of fact, when they went up this hill and they talked to the prophet. We can go up the hill and talk to God. We can go back up that hill to Calvary and look and realize what He's done for us. Then look how the problem solved. He simply told them this. He says, verse 20, and as for thine asses that were lost 3 days ago, set not thy mind on them, for they are found. But wouldn't that be a blessing if you could get back what was lost? Y'all, we're so blessed. If you don't believe it, you ought to just travel with me sometimes and see how blessed we are. We're in a new day. But you know what? We're not changing in a new day. We're going to keep preaching and praising God. Now, I want to ask y'all something. I want to say business down in the barn was lacking because the burden is gone. And you know something, I noticed this in the book of Proverbs, I think it's chapter number 4, that I want to read to you this morning, book of Proverbs chapter number 4. He says, Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not thine own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge Him. He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. He shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Here it is. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of His correction. For whom the Lord loveth, He correcteth, even as the Father the Son in whom He delighteth. Happy is the man that finds wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. You see, when these burdens were gone, when these donkeys were gone, it affected the barn. I wonder how your barn is today. I guarantee you, God has blessed my barn. God's been good to where I stay at night. Things were missing in the barn. And then some of y'all like this, some things was missing in the braying. You know when that donkey says, hee-haw, hee-haw. You know what he's doing? He said, hee-haw, I'm glad I'm a donkey. I'm glad I'm saved. Thank God I can praise Him this morning. I'm glad I'm going to heaven. Our burden of praise is gone sometimes. And listen to me. It's easy to shout when things are good. I understand that. I know it's shouting time and when it's not shouting time, but we can praise Him all the time. Business was missing at the Father's house. He needed them. Can I tell you, God, I've heard preachers get up and say, God don't need you. Yes, He does. I know God used a rooster or a donkey, but God needs you. He needs me. He needs us all together. You see, this morning, when the burden's gone, it really does upset the Father. Do you remember the burden you used to have to work with children? I was supposed to preach the other Wednesday night before Easter. We probably had 60, 70 children out there. I came because I wanted to have a devotion with them kids that night. And I wanted to spend time with them young'uns. We'll be having Bible school this summer. You got a burden to work with young'uns? One come this morning, I love what they say around this giving. I love their attitude. They're just so thankful. Have you lost your thankfulness? Why is it that it takes a disaster to get us to come pray? Why don't we realize that prayer is the answer? And we must pray through and pray for ourselves. Miss Sherry, if you'd come. Just play me something this morning. Church, with all my heart, I want to do my part. This church needs its leadership to do their part. And this leadership needs the church to do its part. We got to work together. It's no big ones. It's no little ones. Okay, so your feelings are hurt. Ask Jesus to fix it. Okay, so you're let down with somebody. Ask Jesus to fix it. Because we're all human.